Hey, Pathway family, this is Alex. I'm just checking in, saying hello to everyone. We're definitely going to get through this. Just got to not only trust in God, trust in our beliefs, just reach out to people. This is teaching me a lot about communicating with others on so many levels, and I'm actually enjoying this. The introvert in me is really enjoying this, so just telling everybody that I miss them. For those of you that are watching, welcome. You are loved. We're going to get through this.
Wendell just texted me and asked me to do a greeting for the Pathway Facebook page.
Fill up my heart. Hey, Pathway, it's Matt. I hope everybody is staying healthy and well. Thanks, Lewis and Wendell, for giving us an opportunity to connect these last couple of Sunday nights. I just want to encourage everybody to stay connected with your friends and family online in some way. And we're praying every day for those affected by this virus and our current conditions. I hope that everybody continues to stay well, and I know that I'll be seeing you.
Bear with me. Let's have some fun.
Tell a story. Roll the truth around your head. Bound for glory. I ain't getting out of this bed.
Friends, Loretta here. I'm just playing with you. I ate that whole pint of ice cream, and I have been sitting around in my pajamas quite a bit these days. I miss you guys. I'm wondering how you all are coping, how you're doing. This hasn't been the easiest, has it? But it'd be good to hear from you. What are your coping mechanisms? Mine have been some good, some bad. I've been eating some ice cream, but I have been taking hikes, and I've been reading some good books. This is a good book. I have been trying to come up with some new recipes. I've been reaching out to people, which is something kind of new for me. I'm a card-carrying hermit, but I have been trying to reach out a little bit more. I'm one of the administrators on the Pathway Facebook page. And next week, I think I'm going to try to post a few more things that are interactive so that we can just kind of keep in touch and have more of a community feel while we're in our houses. Looks like we're going to be here for a little while. So anyway, I miss you all. Please stay healthy. Please stay home. Please. And I just want you to see one of my most favorite coping mechanisms. My new guinea pig. Okay, so it's a puppy. This is Emmett. He loves you too. I hope you have a wonderful week. Reach out. Don't be alone.
Hey, Pathway. It's good to see you. Dang, I wish I could see you. That would be cool. But I hope you could say it's good to see me, but I'm not going to assume that. Anyway, I'm Wendell. I'm living loved by God during these adventurous times, let's call them that. I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse and addiction to food and work and control. I've had issues with porn and alcohol and rage and panic and depression. So I hear a collective, hi, Wendell.
Hi, Wendell.
Yeah, and I say, thanks. Yeah, that's cool. I want to talk for a few minutes tonight about isolation. Ah, like we don't know that is what that's about. That's where we're living right now. How many of us have said things like, well, I'm kind of a loner. I'm an independent type. You know, I'm not really a hugger. Let's just greet each other from a distance. I need some me time. Can you hear yourself saying those kinds of things? And right now, how's that sounding? You know, I don't need people. I'm a loner. How's that sounding? I think it's slapping us in the face. We're like, maybe let's modify that just a little bit. Maybe back off the accelerator on that a little bit. Maybe I do need people. Isolation sucks. I mean, it sucks. Virtual hugs, no, they're not working so well. And we need people. We need to hug and shake hands and look people in the eye and smell their cologne and, you know, look at their new shoes. We need to be with each other. Last week when Lewis was reading the Serenity Prayer, it threw me back into the circle where we circle up every Sunday night. And I thought, I love Lewis. I love him reading this, but this is not the same as being in a circle. Virtual's okay for a while, but it's not the same as real. But we're isolated and we can't get together. So what are we going to do with this? When all the dust settles and we're able to get back together, if all we can do is say, well, we survived that. We made it through it. We didn't die. We didn't get the virus, whatever. We've wasted a prime opportunity to learn some things that we really need to learn about ourselves. Go back to the story in Scripture. Anybody who was worth their salt, anybody who was really involved in the work of God, either in the Old or New Testament, had long periods of isolation prior to their involvement in what God was doing. Moses, 40 freaking years, 40 years, chasing his father-in-law's goats around the backside of the desert. I don't even know where that is. 40 years before he came upon the burning bush. You look at Joseph, going to be vice president of Egypt, the powerhouse in the world at that time. But prior to that, spent years in slavery and isolated in prison, all by himself. You look at David, anointed by Samuel to be king, and years he spent living in caves and hiding behind rocks prior to taking the throne. Isolated, wilderness experience. Jesus spent time in the wilderness. It's apparent that Paul spent some alone time prior to his really entering into the ministry. So what we're experiencing is nothing new, but we could waste it. We could waste it just trying to survive it. So what are we going to do with this? I think that the word ponder comes to me. We have a chance to do a lot of pondering, a lot of introspection, a lot of pulse checking. Who am I? Where am I at? What is life about? Why did God create me? I don't think it's so much God has a job for me to do. It's who did God create me to be? And I think these alone times give us a chance to ask some of these questions. And the two things that have come to me, and I wrote a little piece in Facebook, and you can read this if you want, but I wrote a little piece, and the two things that this has done to me is it has humbled me, and it has shoved me closer to honesty and authenticity. And the humility part of it is, prior to this, I got this. You don't need to help me. whatever I'm going to tackle, I can tackle it alone. I can do this by myself. I can figure this out. I can create, innovate. I can power up. I can make this happen on my own. I don't care what the project is. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you. Robbie will tell you straight up. What has she heard me say 1,000 times? No, thanks. I got this. I've been that way ever since I was a kid. This coronavirus, this isolation, has made me want to just say, help. I need your help. I have some issues I'm struggling with. I've got some thoughts that are going through my mind and some questions. And the questions, when I try to answer them, I don't know that I'm coming up with the right answers. If I'm the only one answering my questions, if I'm the only one pondering my own dilemmas and my own issues, I'm flirting with denial all the time, because I'm pretty good at believing my own stuff, my own lies. I can make stuff up and make it seem real. In community, I get checked on that. In community, even if it's a look or a glance from somebody else, I realize, oops, maybe I ought to rethink that. Maybe I ought to revisit that idea. Maybe I'm hedging on telling myself little fibs here that are going to turn into all out and out lies if I'm not careful. So I need people to speak into my life. I need people to help me think through what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, some decisions I need to make, whatever. I need people to help me with this. And before I would have said, no, I got this. I didn't realize until there weren't people in front of me, put it that way. I didn't realize until there were people, those people are gone. Wow, they were speaking into my life. They were speaking truth that helped me wrestle with my truth that wasn't always true, if that makes sense. So it's been very humbling, and just the emotional I'm strong. I don't need other people's emotional support. That's bull hockey. I need you to tell me I'm going to be okay. I need you to encourage me. I need you to pat me on the back. I need you sometimes to hold my hand and take me the next few steps, because I don't know where I'm going sometimes emotionally. And I didn't realize that was the case until I was forced into this, until this alone time. So it's been the humility factor has been, dude, you're not nearly as independent and as strong and as capable mentally or emotionally as you thought you were. So that's been very helpful. When I get back with you all, I'm going to be much more intentional about speaking to my life. Give me some wisdom. I need your support. I need your help right now. I want to be more intentional about that. The second factor of all this has been the honesty factor. I've had to get dead honest with myself about who I am and what kind of friend I am to people, how I relate to other people. I've been paid my whole life to be the talking head. Look at me now, virtually the talking head. I was educated to do that. I was taught. I had preaching classes. I have spent most of my life in front of people speaking. It doesn't make me nervous. That's just where I live. That's who I am. I've messed up enough that it, when I flub up, I don't care anymore. It just doesn't matter. There's a downside to that. When I talk, I expect your undivided attention. And I don't know if it's selfishly, it's my life has taught me that. My experience, my vocation has taught me that. The downside of that is that I'm supposed to talk and you're supposed to listen. That's just the way it's designed. So you need to just be quiet because I don't have time to listen to you. I'm the talker. You're the listener. And this has really slapped me in the face. And I've thought, I want your undivided attention, but I don't always give that to you. And I've thought, oh, wow. What's wrong with this picture? This is not healthy. This is not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for community. Period. It's not. And so as I've been thinking about this, I thought, wow. I know I've said this before in some of my lessons, but I don't know that I've practiced it. But when we come back together with everything I've got in me and with your help, I want whoever's in front of me to become my universe at that moment, my world, my total agenda, nothing else distracting, just you and your story and what you have to say and what you're feeling right now and what you need to get off your chest is all that matters. It's all that matters. And I want to be all in listening to what you have to say. That's the honesty factor. And I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about you and well, about us and the stories that we share with each other. So I don't know if you can identify with what I've discovered here, but I have found in Pathway that when we tell our stories, and this is my story, I have found that when we tell our stories, that there are actually a lot of people who resonate with that and say, yeah, you're talking about me too. That's who I am. And so if the takeaway tonight, if we have a takeaway tonight, it would be, I'm not the center of my universe and I'm not as capable as I thought. And I want to devote the same intensity in listening to you as I invest in speaking to you. So to revisit what I said at the outset, it's just embarrassing to think that we would make our way through this and get to the end and go, we survived. And that's it. End of sentence. That's embarrassing. We can do better than that. We can do better than that. We need to come out the other side, different people, knowing ourselves more deeply and more profoundly, and making some proactive choices on how we're going to relate to each other. Think about listening as intently as you speak. Think about investing as much listening as you do speaking. That changes the world. So that's what we got tonight. And I'm going to bounce it back over to Lou here for a second.
Hey guys. Want you to know a couple things for next week. We'll be back again next Sunday night, 6 o'clock, on the Facebook, on the Pathway Facebook page. And Wendell and I are going to have a discussion about what Pathway is and equally as important what Pathway isn't. And we're going to talk about how we are, who we are. And it's a discussion that, you know, some of you guys are gonna hear stuff that you already knew. But what we want to make sure that we communicate, especially in this time when we've got folks who are hungry to hear from their church, we want to make sure that they hear what we are and how they can fit into our family as well. And so you'll hear that from us next week. We'll talk a little bit about that. And it's going to be a good Sunday. I think I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I just want you guys to know that I love you, and that I want all of you to remember that we are in this together. And just because we're not in the same room doesn't mean we're not in the same family. So I'm going to turn it back over to Wendell now. Wendell's going to do the serenity prayer for us. You're up, Wendell.
All right. Put yourself in the cup. Remember how we never can make a perfect circle. It's always oblong, obtuse, whatever. And we're shuffling, trying to find our place. And the flu's gone. Coronavirus, not here. We can hold hands. Everybody can touch everybody. We're holding hands. We're shuffling around. We're getting ready for the host to look up at the monitor screen. And whoever's hosting is going to start reading the prayer, and we say it together. So let's say the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Keep coming back. God loves you. I love you all. Miss you desperately. See you next week.